John Stewart joins Twitter to call out hedge funds' bullshit on GameStop. We've learned nothing from 2008. By Warner Todd Houston on January 29, 2021. Former late-night host John Stewart made his first-ever Twitter post Thursday to voice support for Wall Street bets and the populist wave of investors fighting hedge funds over shares of GameStop, Nokia, BlackBerry, and other highly shorted companies. "This is bullshit," Stewart wrote. "The Redditors aren't cheating, they're joining a party Wall Street insiders have been enjoying for years. Don't shut them down, maybe sue them for copyright infringement instead." "We've learned nothing from 2008, the former Daily Show host added, before signing off. "Love, Stu, beef." Before the platform verified his account, his former colleague Stephen Colbert boosted the post, confirming Stewart's identity, as the account did not use his full name or likeness, by writing, "A friend of mine joined Twitter." In a second tweet, the comedian-turned-filmmaker thanked users for the warm welcome to Twitter. "Thanks for the warm welcome. I promise to only use this app in a sporadic and ineffective manner," Stewart joked. During his Daily Show tenure, Stewart famously castigated CNBC's Jim Cramer for financial media's excesses before the Great Recession. Stewart somehow neglected to invite his brother, Larry Leibowitz, an executive for the New York Stock Exchange at the height of the bubble and through the subsequent crash, onto his show for public shaming. It seems likely that Stewart will be seen more often on Twitter in the coming months when his new politics show debuts on Apple TV Plus this year. It will be the first time he has been back on TV regularly since leaving Comedy Central in 2015. Since leaving The Daily Show, Stewart has spent a lot of his time advocating for the families of 9/11 first responders. In July, for instance, attended the ceremony for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, a cause he had worked hard to get passed. Stewart also celebrated the release of Irresistible, the second feature film he wrote and directed, which starred actor Steve Carell and portrayed the Democratic Party as hopelessly elitist and desperate to ingratiate itself with everyday Americans at any cost. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.